This is a little macabre, a little true crime, but it was quite a thread to see. Coroners and other people who do autopsies, medical examiners, were asked, what's the strangest thing you found? Could you have done that job?
No.
Like in a different world?
Nope.
No?
No, coroner or autopsies? Mm-mm. No, definitely not. Man, I can kind of handle my own blood a little bit, but anyone else's, it's no way.
Has anybody watched the new Frankenstein?
Mm-mm.
No.
So in it, Dr. Frankenstein is obviously trying to piece a body together, revive it, bring it back to life. And he is like cutting bodies up and peeling skin away.
Oh.
And it is just weird enough for me to like have to close my eyes.
Where you start feeling it.
Great movie, but it made me realize, like, dealing with dead bodies in any way, I don't think I could do it in any way, whether it's for funerals, science, personal pleasure.
Right?
No. I could never.
No, that'd be tough.
No.
Well, listen, let's start with this one. If you've ever gotten so high, you're like, I'll eat anything right now, right? Bad case of the munchies.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 out of 10.
Oh, hell, I was just a hungry teenager sometimes, and I try to eat anything.
Yes. This one. I worked in a coroner's office for a while, and once we had a guy we thought had died from an overdose on meth. That's what everybody assumed, and they're initially, we weren't even going to do any research, but we started the autopsy, and I went to cut his lungs out, and blueberry muffin mix started pouring out of them.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
I investigated the mouth, and it was full of blueberry muffin mix, and it was in the throat. Now the theory is he got high enough to pass out while eating muffin mix, and it congealed and choked him to death.
Oh, my gosh. So of all the things, he's just packed full of crusties. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
What a way to go.
All right, how about this? A 40-year-old guy came in because he had suddenly collapsed while drinking with friends. He was unresponsive, came in initially with a bleeding mouth and not breathing, so we had to intubate him. For some reason, the tube, and they use the medical term, but the tube they put down when they intubate you, the stiff tube placed inside the trachea to help the patient breathe wouldn't go in. But we managed to suction copious amounts of blood out. And after CPR, still with unsuccessful intubation, we had to, the patient was declared dead and diagnosed with a ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Yikes. That sounds bad.
It is. Mm-hmm. During the autopsy, they found out the guy had apparently been shot by a gun from the top of the head with the entry wound obscured because it was small by his hair and barely any blood. But the bullet went through the back of the guy's throat and made a hole. And every time we tried to put the base of the tube in, it went through that hole instead of down its esophagus.
No. Oh, this is awkward.
Is this too much?
That was a lot.
That one was something
that was a lot.
It is. Should we? Because you had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You were going to smile.
Everything's good now.
You want to try the silver lining game where I read you the story? You go, yeah, but silver lining.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. You can do it? Yes. Yes. Okay.
I mean.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Well, it's a challenge. If it was easy, anyone would do it.
For that one, good news. One less bullet on the street.
Right? When my parents were in medical school, they attended an autopsy of a patient who had died in a car accident. The autopsy revealed that apparently the guy had survived a chest shot in Vietnam years ago. That the surgeons in the field left rather than perform a risky surgery.
Okay, so he's still got the...
The accident with the blunt impact had migrated the bullet from his chest and into the heart, and the gunshot was ruled as cause of death.
Oh my God, that's exactly why Iron Man needed to have that magnet on the front of him to keep the shrapnel out of his heart.
Yeah, you're Iron Man. There's the silver lining.
There you go.
Well, was.
Yeah, but he got it late.
Yeah, no, the problem is he never invented... That
just got to replace the glowing thing that he puts in there, and he'll be back.
He got to live as Iron Man for a hot minute.
Well, did he though?
Yeah, he had a bullet in him, and that's like
probably,
they said how Iron Man started.
Yeah, I mean it's like a bummer that he didn't invent the arc reactor, but
but he got to live in that cool cave for a while and invent it all.
Steve, he was held captive.
Right.
At least he didn't die.
Iron Man.
But he escaped.
In Iron Man. Well,
I don't think anybody was sitting around going, well, I'm captive, but at least I'm in this really cool cave.
It led to one of the most amazing times in his life. He invented a technology that didn't exist.
You're saying it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, and also it allowed him to resurrect in the most badass fashion an old Ozzy song.
Yep.
So when he came out of the cave to I Am Iron Man, yep. like that was rad.
So the silver lining is that guy
is
inspired the character of Iron Man, no doubt.
Yeah. And
no doubt inspired it, even though it was the timeline's wrong.
Yeah. And he's not a car accident statistic either. Because technically it's not a car accident death. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's good.
It's good for the auto companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Insurance rates are going down.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Some cars are safe at any speed.
All right, the silver lining game. Here we go. A body came in with a gunshot wound to the chest. There was no exit wound. They tried to locate the bullet during the autopsy. No success. They did a whole scan, X-ray or CT of the upper chest, abdomen, and pelvis. No bullet. How can that be? There's an entry wound.
Oh,
there's no exit wound, and the bullet's gone.
He was shot with an ice bullet.
That was what I thought. That worked in a movie, right?
Yeah.
At that point, someone said, screw it, let's scan the whole body. Lo and behold, the bullet was detected in the popliteal fossa. That's the area behind the knee. It had embolized and traveled from the heart all the way down the arterial system and gotten stuck in the knee, where it stuck in one of the narrower blood vessels.
Wait, so it entered his body and then went into, like, his arteries?
Yes. And then got pumped into his heart and then back out down to the knee.
Wow.
Well.
At least it was a tiny bullet, so maybe he didn't feel it much.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a pretty strong heart if that thing can pump a bullet down to your knee.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I mean, not strong enough to live, but strong enough to put it somewhere where you stumped doctors.
Yeah.
You are an anomaly.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
When I was in college, I did a figure drawing class, and the teacher was adamant that you couldn't draw the figure if you didn't know what was in it. So he dragged us over to the anatomy lab and had the anatomy teacher show us two cadavers that were being dissected by their med students.
That seems unnecessary.
I would be so pissed if I was in an art class and all of a sudden I'm watching a body get torn apart.
You go to art school so you don't have to see all that crap.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, if I want to draw, you know, the circulatory system, I guess, but I just want to draw hands.
When it came time to ask questions, somebody said, have you ever found something weird in a body? They then said this, well, we got a body and for legal reasons, we weren't told much about the person aside from medical history. They were told the older man was a sort of rock star type who had been a one-hit wonder in his youth, and to use extra discretion with him in particular and not tell students who might recognize him. The lab was full of 20-year-olds, so nobody recognized who he was. I'm unsure if the teacher knew or what the guy's deal was, so they wrote it off as a non-useful information aside from his lifestyle. He had drug use and alcohol issues in life, and they were told he partied a lot. Cool. Well, the body had a raging boner. 100% of the time.
Okay, so it was rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis, yeah.
Johnson.
The teacher didn't think much of it, aside from the fact that he was particularly endowed, and that everybody wrote it off as not necessary to the studies. So they went through the general dissection. One kid wanted extra credit, so the teacher said, "Sure, dissect the penis.
Oh, you
mongrel!
And see if
you can determine why it's still big and engorged." They don't typically do that in the class, as you might have
really. They
said.
Don't do
okay. All right.
Penis autopsy.
The kid found the penis's engorgement was due to a medically inserted metal rod.
Oh,
he was doing one of those deals.
And then knows all about
it. It was installed so that he would always have one, and they suspected it had been done 30 to 40 years before his death.
Oh, my gosh.
They removed it and kept it in the lab, in theory, to show students that there can be surprises. I feel like they probably kept it just to go, look at this!
It's a rock star penis.
You know, Richard Palmer's. Probably not.
I mean, silver lining, you've got a donut holder forever.
Can you imagine if that was a coat rack in there? You just hang your coat up and they're like, hey, guess what that coat rack's made out of?
Yeah.
Penile rod.
Silver lining. You're ready for any necrophiliacs that come along.
Oh. That is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like full service for infinity. Well, until they tore it out. That's a bad thing. Yeah.
Tore it out. Oh, that's a way to put it.
Yeah. But that hurt even as being dead.
It seems pretty bad, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be cool, though, actually, if you were one of those art students, the silver lining for them is if you did know that rock star and you didn't care for him, you could draw him to be ugly. And that'd be kind of fun.
He could. And then draw the penis post-rod removal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not so big now, are you, mm-hmm. big man?
Yeah.